I have Governor Ned Lamont on the line. How are you?
Hey, Big. How are you?
I'm great. It's an honor to have you on the line, and thank you for taking the time out.
Look, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to people. I know in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, and it's very infectious and spreading fast, people are incredibly anxious. And having folks like you to be able to give them good, strong information, a little bit of warmth and reassurance is so important.
Yeah, now, you know what, I guess the question is, do we have any type of a timeline in sight right now?
Right now, we are running flat out to do everything we can to stay in front of the infection.
Mm-hmm.
The infections are merely coming up from the southern part of the state, primarily coming out of New York City, Westchester County, Fairfield County, but now New Haven and Hartford are also been afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing everything we can to expand capacity at our hospitals. But by far the best thing we can do is ask everybody to stay at home. If we can reduce demand on those hospitals, if we can really ask people who think they're invincible sometimes to stay, 5 or 6 feet apart from people, be very careful about washing hands, we're going to be able to get through this without overwhelming our hospitals.
Absolutely. Now, we have Governor Ned Lamont on the line. Another question that I have, I understand right now, is it fair to say, or I've heard, that we may not even be sure of the amount of cases that we have here in the state because there's such limited supplies in terms of medical supplies and testing kits?
Well, it really is the testing kits. Look, we have tested thousands of people. We're so much better on the testing front than we were just a week or two ago. But I'm afraid for every person that we've tested and found to be a carrier, there could be a 10 or even 100 times more than that who are untested and are carrying the virus. So that's why, again, even if you feel like you're fine, you're not showing any symptoms, your buddies aren't showing any symptoms, stay close to home and stay out of big groups, because you're going to find that, every fifth person may be a carrier.
Right. Now, Governor Ned Lamont is on the line. You know what? I've been getting a lot of calls from people who are construction workers, people who are bus drivers, and they're wondering what deems them to be essential staff.
Well, when it comes to bus drivers, we have healthcare workers that got to be able to get to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We have nurses that have to be able to get to, the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nursing homes. So that's why we do need to keep our transportation system going, but only take it if you absolutely have to get someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over 70 years old, stay out of the public transportation, because there's room for contagion there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's maybe the concern, because I had a couple people calling earlier when I announced that you would be online, and I received a call from a construction worker, and he said, we're saying that we don't want people gathering in groups of 10 or more, but then they're like, we have a whole crew out here working on a project. When do we get shut down, or is that maybe project specific?
Well, not yet. When it comes to construction, the good news is, most of the construction we're thinking about is outside. Again, practice good, smart social distancing, which means stay apart from your peers as best you can. Some of the construction folks do have some preliminary masks that could be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got, bridges and schools, major projects that are under construction that we really don't want to interrupt unless we find we have to. We haven't made that decision yet.
Mm. Now, would we say that the state... Would we say that the state is kind of in a semi-lockdown state right now? Because I know a lot of places are closing at 8 o'clock. We're being encouraged to be at home or be off the roads by 8 o'clock. And some people are thinking, if I'm caught on the roads after 8 o'clock, then I'm going to get arrested and so on and so forth.
No, luckily, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're hanging out with a group of folks under the basketball hoop, you may have a cop come up and say, hey, guys, you're endangering yourselves. You can endanger anybody you hang out with at your house. So please break up the group and go home.
Right.
We're going to do this on a, voluntary basis, but we're pushing people hard to follow our guidelines.
All right. Governor Ned Lamont on the line. One final question, because I know everyone's really anxious. I know schools are starting to provide maybe laptops and stuff for the students so they can do virtual classes online and continue their curriculum. And some people, I guess people are looking for a definitive timeline, if there's any, because life has been disturbed so greatly. So everyone's trying to figure out, okay, when will we get back to normal life? And my assumption is right now we haven't even gotten to a point where we've gotten ahead of the virus yet.
Well, we got to run like hell to stay ahead of the virus. Mm-hmm. It's running fast as well. When it comes to schools and it comes to online education and telehealth, we are trying to line up laptops as fast as we can to give people some connectivity. We're working with Verizon and other people if they don't have it. I'm working with teachers so they can do some telephone classes in the meantime. When do we get through this? We're not sure. If we look at places like China, you know, they're on the backside of the contagion.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a good, 6 weeks ahead of us, too.
Mm-hmm.
That may give us some indication that by this summer we may be on the backside. But we don't know. And even then, we want to be careful so you don't have a second contagion in the fall.
Mm.
So we're being very cautious.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know what? I just want to say thank you for the time and continue doing what you're doing. I know you've been working together with the governors in New York and New Jersey to possibly come up with a game plan together. How has that been working, and how has it been working with, even with the president's office and the government giving assistance?
Yeah, the White House has got a lot of catching up to do, and they're beginning to catch up. The governors had to take the lead on this.
Mm-hmm.
And what good does it do for Andrew Cuomo in New York to say we're going to shut down the bars if Ned Lamont, Connecticut, keeps them open? Everybody's just going to go across the border. So we did try and do this on a united front of governors throughout the region. But if I could just leave you with one message, this is no time to panic. Look out for each other, but do take this seriously. I'm sorry about the barbershops. I know for some of the folks, churches being greatly limited in terms of capacity, no more than 50. That's an incredible inconvenience. But if you really follow our guidelines in a strict way, we're going to get through this a lot faster and get back up on our feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Governor Ned Lamont, thank you so much for taking, these few moments to share some type of insight with the people here on our airwaves. And hopefully we can get through this peacefully and come up with some solution to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Big, you're a good man. Stick together. We're going to get through this together. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. That's Governor Ned Lamont right here on Hot 93.7.
Hey,